shining the new music spotlight on that one from Desiree D, featuring Sean C. Johnson. It's called Refocus, and I hope that you enjoyed it. Hey, coming up next, it's the Pleasant Green Baptist Church with Pastor Michael Grimes. We'll continue with the music after that at the bottom of the hour, and I hope that you'll continue to listen to the Wade Hampton Show. I'm at 318-484-2500 or toll-free 1-877-464-2500 here on Election Day.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Church, which was and they were all scattered abroad throughout the region of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Now, we're going to key in on the 8th verse every Sunday. And there was great in the city. And let's just talk about here, and I'm going to try to do that in series. And there was great joy in the city. That's our key text. But we're going to try to walk it down from the 8th on down. Sometimes it's hard to find joy in the city. For when we take a look at our city, they're not like they used to be. And now it's hard to locate joy. Well, let me digress and let me come back at you another way. There are 86,400 seconds in a day. Have anybody in the house told the Lord thank you? Only take it 1 second. He's given us 86,400 seconds in a day. Has anyone in the house have taken time to tell the Lord from where he has brought you from? 86,400 seconds in a day. At least 1 second out of that 86,400 seconds, we could at least set aside time for a simple thing. Yes. So it's hard to find joy in the city. Well, Reverend, how do you spell joy? J-O-Y. But can you give me a definitional meaning that can bring joy a little closer to my house? Where we can identify and we can shout about it all over this house. Joy, J-O-Y. Jesus over you. When Jesus is over you, then you can find joy in Jesus. Because he's leading you, he's guiding you, he's protecting you, he's taking care of you, he's in the car with you. When Jesus is over you, then he's guiding your life. So now, have we changed the definition? No, but we have incorporated the Lord in our joy. Joy, Jesus is over you. Do I have a different now? Yes. Right, someone identify the Reverend, he's over it. This, can someone say, not only is he over the Reverend, but he's all in this joy that I have, I just can't keep it to myself. This joy that I have, I just can't keep it to myself. So now it's difficult to find joy in the city because now we have Atlantic City. Yeah. We have a city now that no longer believes in prayer. We don't open up our communications in the city with prayer. We said, well, we're going to have a moment of silence. Well, I'm glad God wasn't silent at home. For my life. I'm glad he was speaking this morning as it referred to my life. Everybody else in the house, aren't you glad that he spoke in your life? And saying there's a brand new day. December 1st. You're almost home. Yes. I'm glad he spoke this morning.
Yes.
And just didn't leave me
silent.
As we like to do prayer. Prayer ought to be a vocalized expression from the creature to the creator.
Yes, sir.
It ought to be a vocalized hallelujah. Where the creature is telling the Lord, thank you for his many blessings. It ought to be a vocalized expression where God is in the center of your praise. And your prayer ought to turn into praise because your praise ought to be in harmony with your prayer. So many things going on in the city.
Yes,
now, children are raising adults.
Say that.
That's in the city. Kids killing kids, that's in the city.
Yeah.
Mass shooting in school, that's in the city. So the city doesn't look like it used to look like before.
Yeah.
Now you got balls and cameras and all kind of things at your house in the city. When you used to have a screen door where it was bad enough. Maybe y'all didn't have that kind of house. But at the grind house we had a screen door. A little thumb bolt to call it lock. Now you better lock yourself in. And put locks in the city. And in the city, you don't know who you're going to find in your house.
That's right.
When you get back. So you don't really know what it is in the city. Here in our text, we're dealing with Saul. He had not yet met Jesus.
How long?
The first deacon of the church
work it out,
is healed.
Yes. Yes.
Stephen was one of